WXCO 98.9, Wausau's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. Governor Tony Evers visited Wausau on Tuesday to discuss affordability issues with local leaders. The roundtable at the Neighbor's Place included their director, Donna Ambrose, along with Bea Herr, the executive director of the Hmong American Center, Marathon County Supervisor Ann Lemmer, and others. They discussed their concerns about cuts to health care and local programs stemming from federal uncertainty.
We had a great conversation with several people that are really important to the Wausau area. And it was around affordability. And we talked about food sovereignty. We talked about child care. We talked about health care and several other areas that people are seeing needs.
Evers said they're working on legislative steps to reduce costs for Wisconsinites.
We can get the legislature to do some work before they go home to run for re-election.
He said the state has funding available to make some of those steps happen, including working towards preventing property tax increases.
If there's some things we can do in the various areas, we'll be looking forward to doing that. We have anywhere between $4 and $6 billion. Not all of it is available because we have to kind of be thoughtful about that. But we do have some that is available, and hopefully some of these ideas we can solve.
Evers said despite his coming departure from the governorship, he's hoping there will be something that can be done now. He said if the state government is in a position to help, it should. Wisconsin Democrats are taking another shot at legalizing marijuana, though the plan faces some tough odds. Lawmakers introduced a bill this week that would make recreational cannabis legal for adults 21 and older and would legalize medical marijuana for those 18 and older, as well as for minors with parental consent. One of the authors said in a press release that Wisconsin is losing revenue to other states that already allow it. Republicans who control the legislature have blocked similar efforts for years. Democratic state lawmakers are proposing a constitutional amendment to solidify the right to privacy for Wisconsin residents. If adopted, the amendment to the state constitution would shift the legal burden of proof in privacy violation cases from the individual to the government. Under that adjustment, government agencies would be responsible for justifying how it had the authority to violate an individual's privacy rights rather than the individual being required to prove that a government agency violated those privacy rights. Democratic state lawmakers are hoping the proposed constitutional amendment will gain bipartisan support. It must pass in both the state assembly and senate in two consecutive sessions before it appears on a statewide ballot for voters to approve. Former Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan is asking a federal court to grant her an acquittal or a new trial following her felony conviction. Dugan's defense team filed the request last week, claiming she acted within the law and that jurors received inconsistent guidance during deliberations. A jury convicted Dugan of felony obstruction in December for helping a man in her courtroom evade an immigration arrest. Jurors cleared her of a separate misdemeanor charge tied to concealing someone from discovery and arrest. Dugan resigned from the bench earlier this year as the case continues through post-trial motions. Habitat for Humanity of Wausau is looking for their next partner family. The 2026 application period for Habitat Wausau's home ownership program is now open, and applications will be accepted now through March 20th. Eligible applicants include households living in substandard or inadequate housing, seeking affordable housing not to exceed 30% of their income, are willing to partner, and have the ability to repay a low-interest 30-year mortgage financed by Habitat Wausau. If you're interested in applying, Habitat Wausau recommends attending an informational meeting. The first will be held next Thursday at 6 p.m. at Habitat Wausau's office in Weston. To register, visit habitatwausau.org. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is urging drivers to give snowplows more space. According to a statement, there have been 13 incidents involving vehicles striking county snowplows. Serious incidents have occurred in Calumet, Marinette, Portage, Shawano, Waukesha, and Wood counties. The DOT is reminding drivers to watch the road ahead, avoid distractions, and leave room to brake. Stay at least 200 feet behind a working snowplow, and if you must pass a snowplow, be careful. Check road conditions before heading out by visiting 511wi.gov or call 511. Wisconsin health officials are reporting a second case of measles. The Department of Health Services announced Monday that a student at UW-Madison tested positive for the disease. The student caught the disease during an international trip, and it is not related to a case from Waukesha last month. Anyone who was exposed to the student is being contacted by health agencies to monitor for the spread of measles. UW-Madison does not require students to be vaccinated from the measles to attend. I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
With Civic Media News, I'm Stace Keene. The first and only debate in the Wisconsin Supreme Court race is on hold. It's now scheduled for next Thursday after Judge Chris Taylor became ill yesterday. Her campaign says she's recovering from kidney stones and plans to resume campaigning soon. Opponent Maria Lazar's team says they're ready whenever the debate is rescheduled. Early voting is underway for the April 7th contest. Find out where to vote and see your ballot at myvote.wi.gov. There's more to learn from that Marquette poll this week. Results show President Trump's approval rating in Wisconsin is 14 points underwater. That's his worst ever in the state and down 4 points from last month. Pollster Charles Franklin calls it steady erosion through Trump's second term. Most Wisconsinites oppose the war with Iran, 61 to 39%. 78% of Badger State Republicans still identify as MAGA, down from 88% last fall. An Eau Claire High School staff member was arrested yesterday on charges of sexually assaulting multiple students. Police say 22-year-old Nadia Horn, who worked at North High School, was taken into custody after the school district tipped off police officers about an inappropriate relationship. She's facing serious charges, including sexual assault of a child by a school staff person and second-degree sexual assault. And more than 400 road projects are planned across the state of Wisconsin this year as the DOT gears up for a busy construction season. Work is happening everywhere, from rebuilding parts of 41 near Appleton to big improvements on I-94 in Milwaukee and the St. Croix River bridges. Officials say the goal is safer highways and smoother travel. Drivers are urged to plan ahead, use the 511 Wisconsin app, and slow down in those work zones. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
It's the Brewers and the White Sox. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from American Family Field. Opening day between the Brewers and Chicago White Sox, who had the worst record in the American League last season, Will Venable is in his second year as manager and was asked if the White Sox will be more aggressive on the base paths this season.
For sure. You know, on the bases, we got to find every way we can to be aggressive and get an extra 90 feet, score runs any way that we can. So that's something that, you know, really with the first step out of the box and that effort is going to be important.
The Brewers wrapped up Cactus League action with a record of 12-16. Manager of the year, Pat Murphy, asked if having so many split squad games was productive.
Did we get everything we wanted to get out of it? No, I mean, could have had a few other guys really step up and a few other guys be swinging midseason form or something like that, but be careful what you ask for, you know what I mean? And be careful what you think you got out of spring training, because it's tricked me for 11 years.
NBA, the Bucks lost again, this time to the Trailblazers, 130-99, with sports on Mike Clemens.
Scattered showers, mostly cloudy today. We will get to the mid-40s by early afternoon, then temperatures will drop through the afternoon. Tonight, clear down to 20. Tomorrow, a few flurries, colder, 36. The good news, we will warm back up for the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wausau News Roundup from WXCO. Find more news anytime at WXCO.fm. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.